Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla for this auspicious moment. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, you are watching Reformation of the Ummah, and today we have a very beautiful and very, very important discussion in our program for tonight. We hope that you have tuned in, and alhamdulillah, you will remain with us until the end of today's episode and program. Let's listen to a beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this narration is actually narrated by Sayyidina Shaykh Majduddin Firozabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So what a beautiful narration, subhanallah. He says, whenever you join a gathering, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. What will happen? Allah Azza wa Jalla will designate an angel that will keep you from backbiting. Subhanallah. He'll keep you away from backbiting. And when you depart from that gathering, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Then the angel will keep others from backbiting against you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Just as I mentioned before the hadith, that today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to discuss an issue that is eating away our faith, our families, and our society like hidden poison, dear viewers. It's a very important discussion. It's a serious matter. Stay tuned and locked with us, inshallah, as we are discussing backbiting, gossiping, and the harmful effects of the social media, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It is a time when our tongues and fingertips actually are faster than our hearts and minds. It is crucial that we pause and reflect, dear viewers. So what we say, what we share, and what we post does not just vanish. It remains, Allahu Akbar. It writes our destiny in the books of our actions, the books of our deeds. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, as we're going to explore this discussion for tonight, stay tuned with Madini channel, inshallah. For now, we have a beautiful kalam that I would like to recite, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It is the kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. A beautiful kalam, inshallah. This is the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, maybe you can also partake in this recitation, inshallah.
Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye. Unki mahak ne dil ke بچے کھلا دیے ہیں ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں.
اللہ اللہ اللہ. اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی, ان دس بیوٹیفل کلام ہی سیز, ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. If one loves the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly, so no matter how affected he is, how grieved he is, how damaged his heart may be, if you truly love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no matter how and in what a difficult state you may find yourself in, jab yaad a gaye hain, jab yaad a gaye hain, subhanallah, it is just his sincere thoughts. When you would think about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all your pain, all your grievances, all your takalif and problems of this world will come to an end. It will perish, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad a gaye hain, sab gham bhula diye hain. Ala Hazrat, in the next couplet, subhanallah, he says,
Allah kya jahannam abhi nasard ho. سرد ہوگا رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں ان کی کھلا دیے ہیں میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جسم آ گئے ہو سیکے بٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں جس راہ چل گئے ہیں کوچے بسا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. دس واز اے بیوٹیفل کلام پینڈ اینڈ کمپوزڈ بائی نن ادر دین اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So it was a beautiful kalam. And after listening to this Naat-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's move on to our discussion, the dangers of gossip, backbiting and social media, dear viewers. As I mentioned before as well, it is the reformational program in which we identify the wrongs of society and we discuss them live on air, subhanallah, so that we may be able to rectify our wrongs. And this is the missionary's slogan and statement of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's be honored to listen to a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Park first, inshallah. And thereafter, we will elaborate a program that is not to be missed, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The solution for all the problems that we face in our lives, all of the wrongs that are happening in our lives, many of them are just due to backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, gossiping. Jiha, it is because of listening to what others have said, what she had said, what he had said, because of which we believe whatever is said in the families, and because of this, there is havoc. Family members do not speak to each another. Friends are bitter with each another. Siblings have become enemies to one another. So, this is what the Quran Pak has stated about backbiting itself. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu jtanibu kathiran min adh-dhanni inna ba'da adh-dhanni ithmu wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da ayuhibbu ahadukum an yaakula lahma akhihi maytan fakarihtumuhu wattaqullah innallaha tawwabur rahim.
Oh believers, avoid much suspicions. Indeed, some suspicions become sin, and do not search for hidden faults. Do not backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? So, you will not tolerate this. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great acceptor of repentance, ever merciful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's understand what is backbiting. This was a clear verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Kareem has warned us that avoid much suspicion. Based on suspicions, we come to our conclusion and we issue verdicts upon which families are then torn apart. So what the Quran says, إِنَّ بَعْدَ ظَنِّ إِثْمِ. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ. And do not search for faults. And do not backbite one another. This is the major reason. This is one of the biggest reasons for why we do have problems in our life, dear viewers. 99% of the problems and situations we face, whereas the rights of each and others are violated, we have bitterness surfacing right on the top, is because of all these matters, dear viewers. And there is a solution to this, inshallah. We are going to give the solution as we go along in the program. But inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, make niyyah that you will watch this program from beginning to end, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. For now, we are going to define backbiting. What is actual backbiting? The ulama ikram have stated, to insult someone by mentioning their hidden fault, which they do not want others to know. So to insult someone by mentioning their hidden fault, which they do not want others to learn or know about, is considered as backbiting. So this ghiba, backbiting, is not just about lies, dear viewers, but even mention someone's true hidden faults in a way they would dislike it and they would not like it. So this is considered as sinful, a gunah, a sin. Allahu Akbar. So today, gossip is not limited to whispers. Ki aapne kisi ke kaan mein kuch kaha. Gossip doesn't only limit to that alone, but it spreads at lightning speed through various platforms, dear viewers. Countless social media platforms. Today, gossiping is done via chatting. Allahu Akbar. Whether it's WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. These places can be used for good things, but unfortunately, even on platforms of that nature, where we're supposed to connect with people, we use those platforms to gossip and backbite as well. So, it has become a great sin, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Many people no longer even recognize it as a sin. Jiha. Bahut sare log aise hain jo isko gunah samajhte nahi hai. It has become part of their lives. Allahu Akbar. Because they see backbiting just as talking. Hum to baat hi kar rahe hain. Sharing the news. Oh, I'm just being honest. Main to sachai to bol raha hu na. Is bande ke saath ye masla hai. So many people don't even consider this to be a sin, dear viewers of Madini Channel. In gatherings, If there is no gossip, people feel the conversation is so boring. Maze lene ke liye, to add more flavor to the conversation, we would like to ignite discussions about other people. You know, wo kya khata hai, kaise sota hai, kaha jata hai, kiske saath milta julta hai. All these things have become so common, and from there ghibat will commence and start. He wears like this, he goes there, he dresses like that, he does this, so on and so forth. Allahu Akbar. Friendships are often built on around gossip, dear viewers. People born by mocking others. Allahu Akbar. All these groups that we see on the social media, family chats, office lunch breaks. Jiha, gossip is the glue that keeps many conversations together. It's like prit, like glue. Jab tak wo nahi hoga, to log ikhatta nahi ho paate. To bring people together, people will start conversations to backbite and gossip about others. Astaghfirullah. Al-A'udhu Billah, Al-Aman wal-Hafidh, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us safety and security, and may Allah protect us from this grave sin. So many people have indulged in this day and night. Hours are spent speaking and enjoying, and we do not ever get tired when we backbite, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. By highlighting the flaws and the faults of other people, subconsciously boost their own self-image. Jiha, people subconsciously boost their self-image by highlighting the faults of others. Ki ha, main to achha hun. Uske saath wo masla hai. Mere saath to nahi hai na. At least I'm not like her. At least I'm not like him. Look at how badly he failed. At least I'm better than that. Apne aap ko numaya karne ke liye, apne aap ko zahir karne ke liye, and to highlight the faults of others, a person feels better. Because why? I'm not like that. That person is like that. Main to nahi hun na. Astaghfirullah. So, once again, we spark and we ignite these flames of gunah and sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. What once stayed between few people now spreads to thousands or millions in just within a touch of the button, within few seconds. That conversation, that talk, that secret which is supposed to remain between two people, dono ke beech mein tha, ab millions log usko pad bhi sakte hain, dekh bhi sakte hain. What good did we do, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. So all these screenshots and exposures and whatever we may do on the social media, all of this is modern ghiba that is trending today. The modern style of ghiba, the modern style of gossiping. Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem help us. You know, it destroys the heart more than weapons, dear viewers. It penetrates the heart. It damages the heart. Many people have ended their lives, committed suicide. Many people are in depression, anxiety because of all of this. Allah Kareem help us. A knife may heal. If a person is poked with a knife, it may heal. But words repeated behind your back never truly leave the heart. It stays within the heart. Many families, many friends, and even marriages have collapsed because of tale-bearing and gossiping. And many people are living in peace after knowing that they were the reason to cause the damage in the family. They were the reasons to ignite that fire. They eat, they sleep, and they enjoy life as if nothing happened. So these are the works of the devil. These are the works of shaitan. Jihad, dear viewers. It eats away our good deeds. It eats away our pious and virtuous deeds. You spend years praying, fasting, giving zakat, charity, building masajid, madaris. But on the day of judgment, your good deeds are handed to you. Your good deeds are handed to the one you backbite. All those virtuous actions that we performed will be given to the person whom we backbitten about. We will take their guna and sin because we oppress them in some way or the other. So in other words, gossipers are the most generous if you look at it, but unwillingly giving away all the rewards, giving away all the thawab. Least they know that on the day of Qiyamah, my rewards which I have earned in this dunya through so much of efforts will be given to the person whom I have backbitten about. So be concerned. Take this really serious. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, spread this message as well. Help those who have the habit of backbiting. There are numerous ways that a person can put a stop to this. If we learn to say the word no, N-O, no to this. Block your ears. Block your mind and your heart and your eyes from getting involved in any politics and conversations of this nature, dear viewers. For it only damages, it only causes problems. People who promise to keep your secret would never keep your secret. They would go and compromise with that. So, one comment can plant suspicion in someone's heart for life. Just one comment. It will sow the seed and you know, plant the suspicion in that person's heart for the rest of his life. So do not comment and do not say things that you're not sure about. Communities break down because of gossip. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Kareem help us. There is no versing, there is no competition, you know, us versus them. There's no versing. All this versing comes from shaitan, that I want to show that person a point. That person cannot go on continuously like this and like that. And then it just ignites from somewhere. So it is said that in the Holy Quran Pak, backbiting is as eating the flesh of your dead brother. The ayat in the verse that we have just recited now. The image is so disgusting because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us to realize that when we backbite, we are feeding on the dignity of a fellow Muslim brother. It is something that you would not like to even eat and see or even think about. How can someone eat the flesh of his dead brother? But backbiting has been compared to that to show you how evil and what a grave sin this is. But it makes no difference to us. There are numerous ahadith, and my niyyah today was to actually dwell through, you know, those aspects of life that people are facing right now. There are many people out there who can't keep others quiet. They know they are being victimized. Their names are being tarnished. There are some people who have loud mouths and they would run it for as long as they can. They would never stop because it's never in their nature to seek forgiveness from Allah. They never would realize that this world is a place where we have to care about the rights of each another. It's a very intricate matter. Because social interactions, this is a social interaction, this is woven through social interactions. Mother, daughter, sister, brother, cousins, family members, relatives, your friends, your business partners, we are insan, we live together. And our bond, our connection is woven through interactions with each another. It's gonna happen. But we can put a stop to it because shaitan is a third person who always will try his level best to instill enmity, hatred, facade between people. How it starts, without no head, without no tail, and here you go. It's out of proportion. Fight has gone so big that the neighbors and other people in the family know about it. It's very destructive. Allahu Akbar. If you only have to learn about the destructive nature of backbiting, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it destroys your trust. Once gossip is exposed, trust is lost permanently. Even apologies upon apologies can't erase suspicion, dear viewers. Many people in the top will say, "Ya maaf, theek hai." Lekin phir kuch dino ke baad wahi khayal dobara aayega. Lekin usne mere saath dhoka to kiya tha na. So one use gossip and a person is caught exposed gossiping, it allows for the trust to break, dear viewers, permanently. It's gone from the heart. So then when a person will keep on seeking forgiveness from the one whom he hurt, really doesn't pay back. Allahu Akbar. It kills the barakah. This is the evils of backbiting. This is the devastations of backbiting. Homes filled with gossip. Jiha. Homes that are filled with gossip lose peace. They lose their sukoon. They lose their unity. They lose their blessings. Because every time you enter such a home, you will hear stories about the neighbors and about other people. It corrupts the heart, dear viewers. Consistently focusing on others' flaws blinds a person to their own sins. Because we always focus on their side, what are their faults, what are their mistakes, what shortcomings they have. So this makes it very much possible for us not to focus on our own shortcomings. I mean, look at the beautiful message of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully he mentioned to his companions, you know, do not come to me with the shortcomings and with the wrongs of others, their mistakes, their shortcomings, whatever wrong they do. Do not come and put this in my heart, in my ears, in my mind. Because when I see them, when I meet my companions, I want to with a clean heart. Allahu Akbar. How pure is the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Tu jo chahe to abhi, mail mere dil ke dhule, ki khuda dil nahi karta kabhi, maila tera. Subhanallah. How purified is the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, backbiting and gossiping will seriously damage the heart, dear viewers. It blindfolds a person to not focus and not see his own faults. That is why companions and famous predecessors like Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha stated that the person who tasted the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sign of that is that person is never ever found picking on others, because that person is most busy rectifying his own faults. اپنی غلطیوں کو ریکٹیفائی کرنے میں بندہ اپنے وقت کو صرف کرتا ہے. اس کے پاس وقت ہی نہیں ہے کہ دوسروں کے عیبوں کو نکالیں, اس پر بات کریں, کلام کریں. He is always busy rectifying his own nafs, his own situations, his own sins. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. So the destruction of backbiting and gossiping is that communities break down the viewers of Madini Channel. A masjid, a family, or a working place where gossip spreads will eventually be filled with hatred and division. There's no doubt about this, because this is what we see in this day and age. Not only in the dunya, but even on the day of judgment. Imagine standing before Allah Azza wa Jalla thinking you prayed, you fasted, you gave charity in the dunya, only to find out that those good deeds transferred to the people you mocked. The good deeds you earn in the dunya is given to those people that you slandered. How would you feel? Whose rights you have violated, whom you have oppressed, and our sins will become more because we will take away their guna and give away our virtuous deeds to them. So this is not just a story. Hum shayad ye sochte honge ki kahan hone wala hai, jab hoga dekha jayega. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is from Shaitan, dear viewers. Don't worry about the future, because the future will come to you before you even know it. Soon your time to leave this dunya will come. Soon my time will also come, and we will have to close our physical eyes, and then we're going to sleep in the qabr until the day of judgment. That moment, that day, that hour is not far away, dear viewers. Shaitan gives us long hopes. I'm still young, I'm still vibrant, I'm still okay, I'm still working, I still got my hands and my legs intact so I can continue doing all of this. Now, all of this from Shaitan. Pious individuals will abstain and will restrict themselves from all of this. Ghibah, gossiping, backbiting, tale-telling, so on and so forth. Backbiting is the silent fire burning the ummah from inside, dear viewers. Andar se jo jal raha hai na, this is the silent killer of backbiting. Allahu Akbar. We are trying to fill our masajid. We are trying to fill our mosque with musallis, but our tongues are foul. Until and unless we cure this disease, we will not see the real unity that you ever want to see in and experience in your life. Unity will only come when we all form one habit. And that one habit will be that we do not backbite the views of Madini Channel. We stay serious in our lives, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, do you know what is backbiting to his companions? They said, Allah and his messenger knows best. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is to mention about your brother something he would dislike. Companions asked, what if, ya Rasulullah, whatever we are talking about is a true matter? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it is true, you have backbitten him. If it is false, you have slandered him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This hadith is in Sahih al-Muslim, the views of Madini Channel. So, truthful backbiting, riba, false accusation, buhtan, slander, which is even worse. All of this is the same thing, the views of Madini Channel. Backbiting destroys your relationships. It breaks the amana, the trust, and spreads hatred within the communities, within your family members. People like the company of backbiters because they are entertained. Abhi hum bore ho rahe hain, hum kisi ki baat sunenge to maza aayega, astaghfirullah. Ye shaitan ki taraf se hai, dear viewers. Think about the azab, the punishment that will be inflicted upon the person in the qabr as well as in the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Gossip fuels jealousy, envy, and suspicion. The Quran warns us, O believers, avoid much suspicions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's, inshallah, azza wa jalla, adhere to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's try and understand how we can change our lives, inshallah, azza wa jalla. How we can become better Muslims, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Because the social media is a double-edged sword, dear viewers. We are living in such a zamana, such a critical time, that we all depend on social media all the time. Almost every person is busy with social media. And social media is like a double-edged sword. It can spread da'wah and goodness. But also its sins and destructions are so many. So many. Allahu Akbar. So, you know, this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Pak, subhanallah. And the translation of this is from Kanzul Iman Sharif, subhanallah. This is because we hear stories, we hear things without verifying, without double checking, without making sure this information that I have is true or not true. Hum bila soche samjhe un baaton ko keh dete hain. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak, idh talaqawnahu bi alsinatikum, when you were bringing such talks with your tongue after hearing such a matter from one another. When you were bringing such talks with your tongue after hearing such a matter from one another, and were uttering with your mouths about which we had no knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And you were considering it to be light, yani a minor burden. And that according to Allah is a sin. Allahu Akbar. This is a matter in the Holy Quran Pak. This matter was revealed in the Holy Quran Pak, that without verifying, without checking, We were uttering things with our mouth without no knowledge. And we were considering this to be a light thing. ठीक है, हमारे पास knowledge नहीं है इस बात के, इस हवाले से हमारे पास knowledge नहीं है, हम बात तो करेंगे. हम इस चीज को कम समझते हैं. And Allah Kareem is stating the Holy Quran Pak. And this according to Allah is a sin. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ Allahu Akbar. In another verse, Allah Kareem states, And why was it not that when you heard it, you would have said, it does not befit us to speak regarding this. Purity is to you, O Allah. This is a great accusation. So this was supposed to be our attitude when we hear things. We have no idea. Bas bande ne keh diya, humne yakeen kar liya aur hazaron ko jaake bata bhi diya. Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers. Because cyberbullying, public shaming, mocking appearance and lifestyles have caused havoc. Wasting time, breathing envy through comparisons of lifestyles, all these other matters. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, it is enough, it is sufficient for a lie, for a man that he narrates everything he hears in Sahih al-Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, in the social media, this means forwarding without checking authenticity. Bas jo aaya usko bhej do. Usko aam kar do. Allahu Akbar. So those people really need to take heed who send messages like this and those who like to forward messages like this. The entire day you need to have enough data to receive messages from others that are so unconcerning at times. Just like to broadcast messages. In a day, if we really have to do an introspection, how many times have we did this in the day, in the week, in the month and in the year? For how many years are we doing things like this? What if the next person understands or reads that message which is incorrect, which has no authenticity? You just like to forward a message and the next person acts upon that, which is wrong. So, form the habit of not doing things of this nature, dear viewers of Madani Channel. I'm just speaking about, those hadith and narrations which will provoke us, which will help and aid us in not doing actions like this. Because we don't want to be poor in the dunya, nor do we want to be poor in the akhirah. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companions in this hadith, who is the poor one? The companions asked, they answered, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a poor person from amongst us is he who has no money or material possession. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the poor man from my ummah is the one who will come on the day of judgment with his salah, with his fast, with his zakat. But he would have cursed someone, blamed someone, stole from someone, shed someone's blood, and hit someone. So they will all be given a share from his good deeds. And if his good deeds run out before their rights are fulfilled, Allahu Akbar, then their sins will be given to him. And then he will be drowned into hell. He will be thrown into the hellfire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Ghani, Allahu Ghani, Allahu Ghani. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. Dear viewers, this hadith is sufficient to motivate us that ab kaan pakad lete, toba kar le. Let's give up this wrong action. Let's make toba in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just imagine, you go, you face your Rabb on the day of Qiyamah with all of these good deeds, your namaz, your roza, your hajj, your zakat, your charitable work, all those good deeds, but because of these things, that we may have cursed someone, we may have blamed someone, we may have shed someone's blood, caused someone to cry, broke someone's heart, stole someone's items and things. We may have violated the rights of some person. It happens because it's a very intricate matter to mend and to keep this relationship healthy. You have to be very, very forgiving, very merciful towards people. Then only it's possible that you may not violate the rights of others. But since we aren't that, we are intolerant, we don't have patience, we can't bring all of this into control, our anger. So because of these shortcomings within our character, we will hurt or violate the rights of others. So on the day of judgment, such a person will have to share his good deeds. He will have to give his good deeds. And when he's running out of good deeds, he got nothing more to give to that person whom he hurt. He must take the sin into his account. May Allah protect us. May Allah help us. Acha. Then some people actually enjoy hearing others being mocked. As I mentioned earlier, it's an entertainment. Somebody being mocked, somebody being exposed, somebody being humiliated. Koi bhi ho, chai jo bhi ho. Logo ko maza aata isme. People enjoy its entertainment, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's not just backbiting, but rather it is something that gives a person the pleasure, taking pleasure in others' downfalls. Allahu Akbar. And Islam strongly warns us against this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Kareem will guide us if only we make the niyyah today, right now, that I want to repent from this grave sin. I want to become a better human. I do not want to do this any longer. We can't see the blood in our mouth of the dead brother whose flesh we have eaten. But many companions were shown this. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla guided companions and mentioned, I can smell the blood of your dead brother because you have backbitten about some person. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So laughing at someone else's flaws and giving them a temporary feeling of being better is a very wrong action, dear brother Madani Channel. It is extremely wrong. Because they think, at least I am not like him or her. And I'm emphasizing on this for the second or third time is because today we're laughing at others and tomorrow someone else would laugh at us, dear viewers. So do not ever laugh at the flaws, at the shortcomings, at the wrongs of others. Because only for that temporary moment you will feel happy. But after that, ye to guna hai. Ostentation is involved, showing off involved, ignorance is involved. And you think that you are better. And this is from shaitan. Arrogance is from shaitan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we need to come out of this entertainment culture, because the gossip itself has become a form of fun for many, like a show. People laugh, they clap and enjoy the scandal of others. We need to put a stop to this. Inshallah, Azzawajalla, we will succeed in doing so if we bond and we make niyat, inshallah, Azzawajalla. So these are some important points, because this happens in the universities, in the varsities, in the colleges, in the schools, primary school ho, high school ho. Some friendships are built on gossip sessions. Jiha. The laughter and the juicy masala dar stories become the glue keeping people together. Shaitan ki taraf se. The only reason why you want to be friends with that person because he knows how to entertain. Entertain with what? With gossips. When we're bored, we don't know what to do. Let me dial this person and spend some half an hour gossiping. It's nothing to lose, you know. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So they may envy the person being slandered, dear viewers. They may envy the person who's being slandered. So hearing the downfall gives such people relief and satisfaction, which is very wrong, of course. We shouldn't even think like that. As I mentioned, it's just for that moment. I am actually going to take you to a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will help and aid us, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to rectify our actions. Because the theme here is, do not rejoice at the difficulties and the differences of other people. Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla said in a hadith, do not get pleased and express happiness at your brother's difficulties, lest Allah azza wa jalla cast his mercy upon him and afflict you with that thing that you are laughing about. Do we want this to happen? This is the guidance from the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, ask yourself this question, why so many of us are indulged in various problems of life? One problem doesn't come to an end, the next one starts. That doesn't come to an end, the third problem comes to embrace you. We have not yet even fixed the first problem and we are facing the seventh and eighth and tenth problem already in our lives. Almost every home. Why? Ask yourself this question. Is it not because maybe we laugh at others and today we are facing the same similar type of problem, but we hide it? No one must know about it. I must know about everyone else's problem, but no one must know about my problem. We make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He has concealed our faults. Despite us exposing others, Allah has still put parda over our sins, over our guna. Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az, Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, had said, if you can benefit the believers by three means, then you will be considered a person who bestows favors upon others. If you can make others happy through three things, right? What are the three things? He states, if you cannot benefit them, then do not hurt them either. Hai, hai, hai. Kya baat hai, subhanallah. If you cannot give them happiness, then do not dishearten them either. If you cannot praise them, then do not talk ill about them either. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this great personality had said such a beautiful thing, subhanallah. And many of us can't do this. We cannot benefit others, but we like to ghibat and we like to backbite and gossip about them. Yeah, we can't cause happiness to enter in every person's heart. But the person who we can't make happy, we would like to dishearten that person. We can't praise that person, but we will talk ill about that person. So these are the teachings of Islam, subhanallah, subhanallah. One wise person said, what a beautiful thing, subhanallah. What he said, if you cannot do good, then refrain from evil. If you cannot benefit others, then at least do not hurt them. And if you cannot keep nafil fast, Allahu Akbar, if you cannot keep optional fast, then avoid eating the flesh of others. Allah, 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 Allah. It's a narration, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, of our pious predecessors. How they said this, subhanallah. If you cannot avoid, you know, if you can't keep nafil fast, which many of us can't do, then at least avoid eating the flesh of others by backbiting, by making ghibat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, talk about your brother when he is not present in a manner in which you would want your brother to talk about you when you are not present. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jiha. So at this moment, I would not want to hear that someone, my neighbors were talking bad about me. Nobody would like this. You wouldn't like it, I wouldn't like it. So just as we dislike others talking bad about us, so we need to form this habit, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Talk about your brother when he is not present in a manner, in a way which you would want your brother to talk about you when you are not present. So we talk good on the faces. Jo samne mein ho to achha hi baat karte hain, tareef khoob karenge. And sometimes we throw up the person so high that when he falls really hard. Many of us can't wait for the person to just show his back. Bas peet ghuma karke bas wo do char kadam chala, yahan se hasiyan nikli, yahan se muskurahatein nikli. A psychiatric smile, you know? Smile. We smile at them in ways and we show signals and signs which means this person is backbiting with indication. Kabhi aankhon ke saath, kabhi hoton ke saath, kabhi isharon ke saath. All these are counted. You think no one was watching, but this is where you're supposed to be God conscious because Allah is watching. This is called taqwa and piety. When you know, TK, that person never saw you, but your Rabb is watching you, right? You know kiraman katibin on your shoulders and they are writing down that action and deed of yours. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How dangerous this is. We don't know what is the divine hidden plans of Allah Azza wa Jalla regarding our actions. So when you see a person doing that, just know that you have no idea whatsoever what Allah has ordained for that person. What are the secret plans of Allah Azza wa Jalla for that person who is hurting the feelings of others, who is backbiting and entertaining others. Now these ahadith are there to guide us and to make our niyyah pakka, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, that we do not want to backbite because we do not want these things to happen to us. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, the backbiter, the tale-teller, and the one who tries to find faults of pious people will be resurrected by Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of a dog, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So the backbiter, the tale-teller, and the one who tries to find faults within pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mock their knowledge, we mock their dressing, we mock their style of bayans, or whatever it may be. Scholars who research, scholars who are trying to make the masail easy for the ummah. We make fun out of them. We don't respect them. Whatever the case may be. But this is the possibilities, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the person who does that can be resurrected in the form of a dog on the day of judgment. But now what is the reward for preventing backbiting? Iska sawab bhi hoga na. And why the sawab? Because to stop backbiting is a very good thing, subhanallah. If backbiting is so evil and so bad, imagine the reward for stopping that evil from happening. So whoever prevents others from the flesh of his brother, in his absence, yani you help the brother not to backbite so that he doesn't eat the flesh of his brother, subhanallah, then it is a right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to free him from the fire of Jahannam. Hai, 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 hai. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We have committed so many sins. We don't know how our end result is going to be. But subhanAllah, you can be certain that if you are the person who does this, it is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Through His infinite mercy, Allah Kareem will pardon you. Allah will overlook at all your sins that you have committed. Because you are that shield. You are that one who is helping others not to gossip and not to backbite. Stop it. Don't entertain it, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. You know, when somebody says, I saw a dog in front of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So he said, Hammad, leave it alone. So he told this person, Hammad, that you're trying to chase his dog away from me, leave it alone. It is better than the companion who sits with me and backbites against others. Ye kutta hi sahi hai, ki ye mere saath hai. Koi insaan hota to ghibat karta, kisi ki burai khamiya bayan karta. So this dog is actually better than anyone else coming to backbite. So don't chase his dog away from me, just let this dog be here. Look at the actions of our pious predecessors, dear viewers. How God conscious they were. What was their level of taqwa and piety? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So actually Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is the one who narrated this beautiful story. Subhanallah, subhanallah. On the other hand, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, whenever you intend to talk about the shortcomings of others, Just remember your own shortcomings. If you're saying that person smells and stinks, then it doesn't mean that we always smell with good fragrance. There are moments when we need to take baths, right? As you talk about the person lying, it's possible that we also have the habit of lying. We need to put a stop to that. Any matter, anything it is, just do not pick on others' dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Kareem will help us to overcome many, many, many situations of the dunya, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Another beautiful hadith, if you want to save yourself from the difficulties of the hereafter, as it is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither oppresses him nor he leaves him helpless. Whoever fulfills the need of his brother, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills his need. Whoever relieves another Muslim from pain, the cliff, Allah Azza wa Jalla would relieve him from the pain of the Day of Judgment. And whoever conceals the faults of his brother in the dunya, Allah Kareem will conceal his faults on the Day of Mahshar, on the Day of Resurrection, on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Don't you want this to happen? The hadith, another hadith is, the one who conceals the faults of the brother in the dunya, Allah will conceal and cover his faults on the Day of Mahshar. The Day of Reckoning, the Day of Accountability. That day, how fortunate are you that the day the accountability is to commence, that's the day Allah gonna cover your faults. Because you were in the habit of covering up for others. You were in the habit of not exposing the faults of others. The poet makes a dua, inshallah, partake in this beautiful dua. Allah Kareem may accept it, inshallah, azza wa jalla.
Mujrim hu jahan bhar ka aqa mahshar mein bharam rakhna ruswa hai zamana hu aqdam mein chupa lena maqbool ye arz meri جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزا
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Six things that if you do, you will be guaranteed a jannati. Subhanallah. Six things if you guarantee, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huzuri Pak will guarantee you paradise. Subhanallah. What are those six things? Hadith Mubarakah. When you speak, speak the truth. When you make a promise, fulfill it. When something is entrusted to you, return it. Guard your private parts. Keep your gaze lowered and prevent your hands from what? From hurting others. Allahu Akbar. Prevent your hands from hurting others. Stop fighting. Stop bullying others. Stop hurting others. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You know, another beautiful hadith, and we end with this inshallah azza wa jalla. The last hadith for tonight. The things that makes a person most worthy of entering paradise are piety and good manners. The things that will make people enter Jannah more and more will be two things, piety and good manners. Let's better our mannerism. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to perfect mannerism itself, subhanallah. He even said in one hadith that the most heaviest thing on the scale of mizan on the Day of Judgment will be your character. Oh, character will make your manners, will refine your manners. How we are, our etiquettes in life. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such fine manners, such beautiful andaz. Attracted people, people that were hard-hearted, strong-headed, people that were staunch enemies of Islam, they melted like ice, they became soft, like flour. Why? It was akhlaq, akhlaq-e Mustafa. It's for this reason Allah Kareem states in Holy Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعْلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, O my beloved, your excellency is of a superb standard, subhanallah. So let's work on our akhlaq, inshallah. We aren't perfect. I'm not perfect, nor are you perfect. So when we all are imperfect, we can't expect perfection from each another, but we can try, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and stop the wrongs that we do in our lives in order to attain nearness to Allah. Qurb-e ilahi, cause your Allah and your Rabb to become happy with you by doing the things that will make Allah Azza wa Jalla happy, that will cause barakah to flow into our lives, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We end with this. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. We will be back with another episode of this program, inshallah. Until then, you stay good, be good, do good. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep making istighfar. Tonight when you go to bed, inshallah, form the habit, I'm going to close my eyes. But as I close my eyes, I'm going to recite istighfar and durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of